Hi listeners, this is Stella from Oroville Radio. Next to me is Celestine, an Orovillian who has come here 25 years ago. She wrote a poem about Krishna. We're going to listen to it and the story behind it. Celestine, what are you doing in Oroville?
I have been doing recycling art for the last 12 years. And last year I made an art exhibition called I Am Art. We had musical concerts also at the end, and it was a very nice program. Why I came, I want to tell about this. I made a poem, and because this piano person called Mark Weller has come to Oroville, and I have been listening to concerts, and I have seen also two films on him, to Caravan of Love programs. So on the last day called the Kripa Hall, I really was very much touched. So I was weeping and all that. So this poem came out of it.
So the movie inspired you to write the poem?
No, the person itself. In Kripa Hall, he was there, and I already was watching three times. He was giving talks and also played, and after that also in Kripa. So that time I felt very strongly that I had to write this poem. I couldn't do anything else except writing, because it was so much pain of love or so. So I wanted to put it down by words. Because he had a piano, and he looked like a Krishna who had come to touch people, to move them. So I wrote a poem called O Krishna with Piano. So the poem is, O Krishna with Piano, how many are you? How hurry are you to ignite the passion once again, to cover up the whole earth with heavenly stars? Heart vibrates wildly, swells up tears in my eyes, fills up every nerve and fiber with joy, makes me dance, dance and dance again. Music is my breath, dance is my life. O Krishna with love, O Krishna with piano. O Krishna, why have you come? Ever, even the Thane cyclone couldn't move me. Why did you come? O Krishna, the wild tempest of my life. Why, Krishna? Why did you come? When will you come again to churn the hearts within, to unite us all? O Krishna, with love. O Krishna, with piano. Maybe there is more things happening in within my heart, so I am trying to pour out, so it may be not so polished. Each and every note reach my heart. I hear you speak to me. You say, I love you. But O Krishna, I cannot answer your call. My heart weeps, tears drop, body sobs, thrills me from top to bottom. You are in me and round me. I can only spin, spin, spin around and vibrating in unison with your music. I am a wild girl. Will you dance with me, O Krishna? You are the magic of my life. Makes me smile, convulse with laughter. O Krishna, with piano. O Krishna, with love.
That was nice. What is the message of those poems?
I want to tell to especially Oroville, if they have not moved by him, by his mission, there is something happening to people like me. He has a real special plan to move all over the world. I hear that he had been moving for 25 years with his piano. The last, from 2004, he was going in a caravan of love called caravans, three caravans or something. But He has a particular mission. He wants to go and touch everybody as maximum as possible and to tell them that you are somebody. Everybody is somebody, unique in their way. And he loves to meet everybody in the world, and because he says it's so special to meet a human being in the whole universe. How can I meet you? He says. So he wants to say that he wants to really say that all of us are unique and all of us are special, and that makes us to love all. I think he is a mother of love. His eyes contact is very special. He looked through the eyes, into the eyes, and touched the heart. And that's what I think I also moved. He was looking into me deeply, deeply inside me, into the eyes. And I think the magic was done like that. So when he says that caravan of love and we have to go, and even especially from Auroville, 20 people in one caravan, that means all of us must feel that when we are going to meet the other people, that we also could be inspiring others, to not only him and we also, by our action, by our music and dance and whatever it is, and touch and everything. I think it's a very special mission. So I will be hoping to go next year with from Auroville by this caravan, because I always love dance, and I feel my energy is so accumulated in the center, so much. I feel only dance will make the energy to move outward. It is too much concentrated. I have many illness also. I feel that's the only possibility, that I want to dance and dance and dance. And music is my real, like breath, I said, breath and dance is my life. So I think I am prepared for that.
Was it the first poem you wrote?
Earlier also I was touched by some other people, even one Jiddu Krishnamurti, and I wrote, "Who are you? You are not Buddha because this or so. You are not Jesus because you are not a teacher because I can't remember. You are not a guru." Then I say, "You are my friend, and because you and I are one," or something like that. I can't remember the poem. Like that, sometime I was moved, and then only I write. Otherwise, so after a long time, I have written this.
Why do you choose poetry as channel for your emotions?
No, it was just happening. I was sobbing all the time. And from 6th of, this happened on 6th of February, even last night, anything is touching me. A flute, I hear it, immediately sobbing is happening. There is something moved in me. The some vibration, something is tickling me all the time. So it's a beautiful feeling to have tears, to have this heart. That means tears means it's something going from the heart. It's moving. Otherwise, we may not know whether we have a heart or not. But here, it is really moving. So I am very grateful that he again started, again this passion in me to move me. So I always say music moves me. How? I really dance widely because it's this power which I have inside. I have to throw it out like, and this is one way, only way for me to dance. So I'm very grateful that he here, and I love him, and I really want to send this poem to him. Maybe we can write and say that I have sent the poem. Maybe somebody, if we can find a tune to make like a music, and we can sing for him when he comes to Auroville. So there is something happening. The flow is still happening. It's not going. Every time when I am with tears, and I have to take the book and write something. And I am also very connected to Sri Aurobindo Savitri. I think the words are coming naturally from his poem also. One heart beats within. I had that exhibition last year. I had about 100 photos of mine in Kolayam art. Then I combined them and I was putting some words which it churns me within. It burns every cell. The one heart which beats within. Something like that. It's something to do with my heart and the process which I am having in my body. So that is what I want to tell to people, that yeah, when you open, maybe it touch you also, and then it's a life, it's a living thing to have the movements in you. You are not dead, you are not in the mental, you are in the heart. So therefore I think it's a very good thing. And that I even express it through words. I thought I always expressed only by dance. I always say, yeah, I have dance. That is my expression. But now I see I can even talk. I can write poems. So I am moved away.
So you can share your emotions and your feelings with other people too.
Yeah.
Is there any final statement you want to give or anything you want the listeners to know?
I want to say that I love Mark Vela's voice, talks, speech, his music, his ideal, the way he handles the tour and his charter of the Caravan of Love and his mission. Everything is so nice that people have to look into it with an open mind. This is what I want to say to dear Aurovillians, that when he comes, even I hope he comes soon, but if he comes only next year, then we are really welcoming him, that we empower him and we go in this mission, because this is on our work in Auroville. We are not alone. We are not alone at all. We are one. So we can't just say in theory, we are one, we are one. We have to show it by really practically. If you are not one, you can see when another person comes, you can see how we are acting and reacting. So that's the way it's a practical also. It's a practical way that we move and we can find how we are acting. So I love and thanks for Auroville to give me this opportunity to meet Mark Vela and then to say all these things and writing this nice poem.